This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. This is Sally and Bill DeBose. Before you submit our offer on that townhouse, we'd like to add the following. Sale contingent upon feng shui inspection, with seller to pay all recommended charges. Hope to hear from you soon.
I had a friend visiting from New York, and he kept calling it feng shui. And I had to, you know, he had to Google it before he believed me it was feng shui. Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Your Local Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, where we don't have guests, we take hostages. Joining me today is economist Mark Schneep, CaliforniaForecast.com, featured in last week's News Press front page. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Mark.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Really, because we have a tape of you that actually confirms that. Do you remember this tape?
Mark Schneep. I said I'd call today, and so this is it. It's 10:25 or so, 10:20. It appears that we will be able to juggle the schedule significantly. It's a major effort, changing all of our lives around in a huge fashion, but we'll be able to do it for you. I wouldn't do it for anyone. In fact, I would do it for no one else, and that's a fact. So consider yourself very special, which I'm sure you do anyway.
There you go, Dr. Mark Schneep. commenting on that. A moment of kindness. Mm-hmm. Actually, thanks for filling in at the last minute. Mel Gibson was scheduled but canceled. The last minute, he found out that I was Jewish, Richard was black, and the receptionist has implants. And no, I'm kidding. We actually had Roman Polanski scheduled, but... they wouldn't let him back in. So you made big headlines and a big splash, and realtors were talking about it on Friday Caravan, last Thursday, Santa Barbara News Press. And they said, God, it was so positive. They were afraid like people are going to read this and think that their home has gone up 17%. And sure enough, I got a call, swear to God, Friday, day after your thing, some guy who I met like 2 years ago at an open house calls me up and he goes, yeah, I read this thing, and prices really gone up, and I see by the expression on your face, it's not really what you intended to convey. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the median price versus value and all that good stuff.
Okay, deal.
So what's your reaction?
Well, prices have stabilized at least, and this is such a small market; doesn't have a lot of sales. So large priced homes will move the median statistical numbers up. And so June of this year compared to June of last year is up about 15 to 18%, depending upon the condo or the estate market. But when you look at it more realistically, like the first 6 months, so that gets more numbers, more sales, more transactions into the deal, and relate that to the first 6 months of a year ago, then we're up anywhere between 4 and 6 or 7%. So that's more realistic as in terms of how housing prices have moved over the last, say, year.
Now, I like looking at quarterly sales, and I think you gave me the idea a long time ago when you started to look from Carp to Goleta, and then you said, okay, we're going to just, for the fun of it, let's take out Montecito and Hope Ranch so we can see what the average guy is going to be buying and where is that going. And so I did that. I did my first quarter stats and I send them out. I should send it to you.
You should.
Would you like to see this? I send them out to contacts, and anyone would like to receive these, you can email me at mark@radiorealestate.com. Radiorealestate.com. The phone number today, 452-2428, 452-CHAT, during the live broadcast or after the program. And so we've had a very, and I sent these out, and one guy replies, and I send out statistics that show overall the first and second quarter of this year doing well. The second quarter was better than the first quarter. The second quarter was better than the second quarter of 2009, right?
That's what we saw.
Just the median price.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of sales up even more shockingly, the quarter... The second quarter of 2010, 253 single-family sales. It's a huge number, and I'm looking back to 2006. I don't see 253 sales in any quarter since 2006. So So one guy emails back. He goes, I'll bet you a dollar that 2010 values will end up being less than 2009 by the end of the year. So I said, okay, you're on. I emailed him back, and he goes, thanks. I'll need the money. Now, I noticed he didn't bet me $100. Would you bet him $100?
I'd probably bet him $1,000.
He's wrong.
You know, he's going to be out a dollar. But, you know, your negotiation skills could have at least got him up to 100.
I contemplated really countering him at 100. But, yeah, I mean, what more is he expecting, some catastrophic economic crash? What is he thinking when you look at these stats?
Yeah, there's a general pessimism out there regarding real estate in Southern California. I notice it in almost all counties. It's not just here. And people just don't want to believe that real estate is turning around. I think they want it to stay low for maybe their own agenda or whatever the case may be. But no one seems to believe it. But the numbers don't lie. As you well have said, quarter by quarter, and the most recent quarter looks better than the first quarter, values are rising and transactions are up. That's healthy for the market. Furthermore, the inventory of distressed houses, which is what tends to bring down values, is moderating. And that's starting to shrink. So all in all, the market is slowly but surely getting healthier. It's that simple.
You know, a lot of times I do weekly MLS updates where I'll say, hey, last week we had X number of sales and closings and pendings. And as the year progressed, I could see that every week, gee, we had a lot of runs here, you know, several weeks in a row. And then suddenly it was 8 weeks in a row. So more pendings. So I kind of saw it coming. Then sometimes the median price would be real low. Like, let's say we had 20 sales. And I'd go, yeah, but you know, if you look at it, a third of the sales were actually over $1.2 million. So when you hear the median price was only $850, but if instead of saying that, but you know, 30% of the sales were over $1.2 million, and that's what it is year to date, that sounds a whole lot more positive. But it seems like the price range between $1.2 million and $860 is only 20% of the sales there. 50% below $860, say, 20% between $860 and $1.2 million, and 30% above $1.2 million. So it's that's a tough price point.
No, that's right. That's what we found, too. We found that 42% of all sales were below $800,000 in the first 6 months of this year.
In fact, I read that in your comment. You hadn't seen that forever or for a very long time.
The last 6-7 years, yes.
So getting back to talking with Dr. Mark Schneep, CaliforniaForecast.com. It's your website?
That's right.
He's been in town many, many years, formerly UCSB Economic Forecast, now California Forecast. That's the name, California Forecast?
California Economic Forecast.
Okay, but the website's a little easier, CaliforniaForecast.com.
Correct.
And the median price, the mystery of the median price, and is it fair to say that the median price doesn't reflect your value if it goes up or down necessarily? It really reflects simply what people are buying.
That's right.
In this time.
That's right.
Time frame. You mentioned earlier, you said that, the higher price homes can affect the median price. It affects the average maybe even a little more dramatically. You'd have to have a fair number of higher homes to move the median price up.
That's right. The average embodies all information about all sales, whereas the median only embodies the middle observation about all sales.
So a buddy of mine who listens to the show, he's always, you know, he's talking about, he called in and he said, well, yeah, but the average. So what I started to do sometimes is talk about the average, but it gets real confusing. If you mention the average is up at $1.4 million and the median is down, you know, it's such a dramatic thing. But I guess it's helpful to let people know that it means that there are higher price homes selling. Is it more, or maybe it's more definitive to say what you said, that, and I just said 30% of the homes are selling over $1.2 million.
The more representative home is rising in value compared to what people were buying the representative home for a year ago. So yes, that's the case.
Talking with Mark Schneep, Economic Forecast Director, CaliforniaForecast.com is his website. 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more with Dr. Schneep. And I actually just started, and we'll talk about this. I got this from Steve Forsell, the appraiser, matched paired analysis, where you find a home that's sold, right? You're nodding your head. And So I've got about 35 of them, but I haven't compiled all of them or computed all of them. I've got about 9 of them here, and it doesn't show the drop in the same house sold within a given period of time. It doesn't show the same percentage of the drop of the median price, thereby reinforcing what we just said.
Is it showing the increase? Any sales lately?
You know what? I haven't, not yet. I mean, I just started. I only have 9 examples.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that when we return. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.